Merry-Go-Round by Glass Audrey here on Near Rocks. Before that, you heard from Top Hat Black, Heart of Steel, We the People, Summertime, and we started off with Welshly Arms and Night Prowler. And, you know, sometimes you'd think that we would take care of these things before we go, before the 10-second mark, before we go on the air. But it happens. It's kind of our thing at this point.
We're very present.
Welcome to the studio, Megan.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, we've been getting messages from you for probably a month now about a project that you're working on that kind of seems to have formed as you were traveling and all of that, and because you've been all over the place since a year and a half ago when you worked with us for the Christmas special.
Yes.
So. Catch us up on where you've been and everything that you've been doing since then.
Right. A year and a half, actually. I feel like has it been
yeah.
only a year and a half? Well, gosh, I have been to, anywhere I can go with the music, I'm happy to go. So as I was mentioning earlier when the music was playing, I haven't done a official tour yet where I take all my things and just go on the road for weeks and weeks at a time, but rather I find places and people that I know across the country and try to visit them, and whilst doing so, plan out a little regional tour. So in the last year and a half, I've managed to visit California and play some wonderful shows from San Diego to L.A. to San Francisco, be inspired by everything I see out there. The difference in the music and the culture and everything all over the country is definitely visible in all the travels. This year I was in Seattle and Portland, and those are amazing cities. Played a couple shows there.
Say, and you were even across the pond.
I was across the pond. I was across the big pond. I spent 3 months in Krakow, Poland in the winter of 2012. And I can't say enough about how impressive that was. I have some Polish roots, but that wasn't the reason I was there. But it was amazing to walk down old brick streets that I thought, you know, perhaps great-great-grandparents walked down a long time ago. Inspiring is the least I can say. I mean, you see things across the pond that you don't see here. Structures that were there for the last 1,000 years and still standing. Great stories, great people. Definitely.
And how much of that has actually, like, directly worked its way into some of your music?
Directly and indirectly, enormous amounts. As I mentioned earlier, I brought a track in tonight that was recorded in Krakow, Poland, and we'll get to listen to that a little bit later on the air. I can't even express how directly, very much so. I mean, I think when you go anywhere in the world and you breathe the different air and converse with the different people, you always take something away from it. You play your music in a different place, and people listen, and they watch, and they embrace you for who you are without knowing anything about you. No moms and dads, you know, at the shows around the world, and you know they're actually there enjoying you without any preconceived ideas. So, yeah, it's been really inspiring to play in different places.
So while you were in Poland and playing some shows, I'm sure, did you do any songs in Polish, or did you perform in English? Or
I did learn some Polish before I went there, and I did do a few songs, sliding in a few Polish statements there. There's one song that's from the album that I recorded with my band Glass Audrey. The song is called Carbon Star, and there's an end verse that repeats a universe of love. So the idea that, you know, this universe, we're all made of love, and the potential is there to embrace that idea. And so I learned that phrase, which it's going to take me a few minutes to try to remember it now, but I did learn to say that in Polish and sing that over my song, and I definitely got some smiles.
I can get Google Translate up here. Like, let's see how well that's working.
I think it was something like Szczęśliwy Komsza. Komsza means I love you in Polish, so that was Kom, was definitely part of the phrase. There's actually a little video on my Facebook page of me singing that lyric in the streets of Poland. So it's really bad that I don't remember exactly what the quote is right now, but I promise you I knew it 2.5 years ago.
So you were mentioning a track that you wrote while you were over.
Yeah.
Do we want to play that?
I'd love to play that. That song is called Change What You Can.
All right.
And I actually wrote it in reaction to, unfortunately, a tragedy that I was watching unfold on TV happening here in the U.S. And, you know, I saw this news clip in Poland, and it's always really, really sad, of course, when anything bad happens. But I felt so far away from home, and then I went on Facebook, because, you know, that's where you go to see what your friends are talking about. And it was, you know, one of the school shootings, and of course everybody on Facebook was getting into the argument about guns and gun laws and a lot of controversial stuff, and people were getting hot-headed and frustrated with each other. And I'm watching my friends argue on the Facebook, and I wanted to yell, or I wanted to write something really long, like, just stop, just please focus on what you can. And so instead of writing that on Facebook, I closed the computer and I wrote this song.
Well, here we have Megan Stepka, Change What You Can, not live, but on NeoRox.
To understand humans, why do we keep tearing at our skin so thin when we could be building a home we can all live in? Help me understand the plan that is good, but the kingdom is within. Don't point your fingers when we could be shaking. Change what you can.
Megan Stepka with Change What You Can here on NeoRox. You warned us about a long fade out. It's kind of a fast fade out that gets really quiet.
It does get really quiet. That, as I mentioned too, I didn't say it on the radio before, but I did record that track completely on iPad version 1. So I was in Krakow, Poland, as I mentioned. I certainly didn't have my recording gear, equipment, laptop, anything. So, yeah, the drums, which we just heard fade out for a little while, do so. And then there's whispers of change what you can as it fades out, but clearly...
Yeah. You did that all on an iPad?
I did.
That, okay.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's really impressive. So,
thank you. I mean, what's the... I'm really bad with reference quotes, but what is necessity... or something?
That one.
It was one of those things. I had to write a song at that time, and it was a matter of...
All that's running through my head right now is from Jungle Book, Bare Necessities.
I'm Googling this thing. Necessity breeds invention.
Necessity breeds invention. And it was necessary that I was going to record that. You know, we all have that thing on our phone. I actually did not have an iPhone at the time either, so I was... let this be noted, across the pond without a smartphone. Although I had the iPad, it was, you know, there was no 3G, so there was no MapQuest to get lost around. It was just find your way. Necessity is the mother of invention.
There you go. That's what it is.
So you've been you recorded that all on your iPad, and you've been working on another project, full multimedia, leading up to a concert, a release show with this. Try to if you can, explain to us what's going on.
So what's going on? So the multimedia show is based on an album that I recorded a couple of years ago already, and the album's called A Light in the Distance. This album for me was, it was very much a personal journey that I knew I was about to take and knew I was going to record. So it sounds heavy and it sounds like a lot, but, you know, I talk about it on the Facebook a lot, and I get a lot of people that say, oh yeah, I get that, you know, everybody talks about needing to take that journey and find the self, or if they could be so bold, transcend the self and just become that awesome self that they are. I have a lot of musician friends, talented artists who question themselves every day or doubt themselves or don't take that chance or that risk, and that's beep. They shouldn't do that, right? So they need to get outside that box and know how awesome they are. And I was in the same, you know, the same boat as a young musician. I definitely hesitated a lot. So this album, A Light in the Distance, is really about finding that light within yourself and letting it shine so darn bright that everyone sees it and can be inspired to do the same for themselves. And I think we're, you know, on the path to a much better world when we're being honest with ourselves and can celebrate ourselves and in turn celebrate each other. So that's the album. So after it sat for a couple of years, you know, I self-produced it and actually recorded it in a different style, a very one-take style, so that each song really was honest and there's flaws and mistakes and beautiful moments of hesitation recorded. To the point where you can almost hear me thinking, what's the next lyric I'm about to say? Because some of the songs I recorded in the moment, I knew what I wanted them to be about, but I didn't know what they were going to be. So that's a big deal to do an album that way. And I actually made videos for a lot of the songs, and it really ended up coming back to this really solid concept that was the journey. And in some of my earlier studies in school, I studied mythology and sociology and all these things that led to like Joseph Campbell in mythology, and he has a big statement about the hero's journey, a book called A Hero with a Thousand Faces. And it's this idea that we are all our own heroes, but also when you look at mythology and religion, you see the similarities of each hero or each savior from each discipline or religion, kind of going through the same steps to find themselves and to help people, to help for the greater good. And so I took that as well in line with this album, and I sort of showcase this hero's journey. It always starts with something like going out into the woods or starving themselves or getting rid of all the worldly things. So the first track on the album is called Unlearn, and it is about just that. And then the album goes through sort of these stages, this outline of becoming yourself and looking the demons in the face and letting go of all these things until you're just you. You strip it all away. So that's the album. And, you know, it was too big to just leave it at that. So I want to do this show, this multimedia show that integrates some narrative visuals as well as just sort of, ethereal ambient type visuals and tell that story in a way that I hope I can really connect to the audience.
All right. And do you have an idea how close you are?
It's a few months away still. Okay. I've gotten the video done, and I'm on to now, you know, picking the right venue. I believe it needs to be a sort of black box experience, so I don't want to do, like, the bar scene or anything. But, yeah, it'll be a couple of months still. I definitely hope to have it done by the end of this year. Okay. I was shooting for tomorrow, but a few months ago, but that date has officially been pushed back. So I am calling the show A Light in the Distance, abbreviated though, so it's those initials, A-L-I-T-D, and I've been using that hashtag like mad. So if you want to know more about that show, you can look me up and watch for that hashtag.
So, well, it looks like you're really ready to play over there. So
as ready as I'm ever going to be.
Well, what do you have for us?
So what I have for you is a song that is not from that album I was just speaking of, but something a little newer, though it is right on point with the topic. This song is called Reflection. And it's going out to my good friend Cassandra, who has played some serious drums for me and sang some great harmonies with me over the years. She requested the song earlier today. Love you, Cassie.
Megan Stepka live on New Rocks.
You know when you catch your own reflection with something beautiful you are, what you see in that beauty, you know when you hear voice clear, singing harmony as you are a part of that song. So hear me begging you to sing melody, speak easy, and love becomes reality.
Megan Stepka live on Neo Rocks. You're working on a concept performance coming up soon for the disc A Light in the Distance. And where can people go to find out more information about it?
They can go to my official website. That is megstepka.com.
Spell that for those that are a little bit inept at spelling.
So that's going to be www.megstepka.com.
And you do still have a show tomorrow.
I do not have a show tomorrow.
No. Okay.
I do have my Light in the Distance album online coming back up to be released, I guess. I sort of put it on hold while I was working on the show just so people couldn't hear the whole album. But I do have it re-releasing tomorrow, and that is that's easily found online. I think it is actually hosted under my Glass Audrey website. So Glass Audrey, music.glassaudrey.com, hosts my albums on Bandcamp. But if you search my name in A Light in the Distance, that album comes up pretty easily.
All right. And so what else do you have planned? Working heavily on getting all of this done.
Yes. So I can't help but do a lot at the same time. You know, when I was in high school, I heard the term Renaissance man. And I thought, oh, I like the sound of that. They said the Renaissance man was one who wasn't just successful in one type of art discipline, but was rather educated in many of the arts and the social sciences and the musings of the philosophical soul. So with that in mind, yeah, I do a lot of stuff. I have the A Light in the Distance project I'm working on, and that is like my big project right now. But I am recording a single of my happiest song ever, which is called Marianne, and that is about my grandma Marianne. And there's a line in it that she is like sunshine. There's a lot of truth, and I mean, authenticity is definitely what I like to write about and be, but that song really is the most authentic thing ever. It's just about, you know, the person in your life who tells you to keep going and to be your awesome self and to, you know, live out your dreams. So anyway, I'm recording this single, Marianne, with a producer who recently moved to the Cleveland area from Nashville. His name is Matt Troja. And I'm excited to be working with him and producing this song with someone who I consider, well, who is a professional. We're all professionals at what we do, and there's a lot of wonderful professional producers and engineers and recording people in the Cleveland area, but I liked the sound of this guy. I liked that he had been working in Nashville recently and with some bigger names, and I thought, wow, I wonder what he can do, you know, with this song and with my voice. So that single is going to be coming out in the next couple weeks. I'm sure it will be aired here first on 88.7, so you'll want to keep tuning in.
So in summary, it was not produced with an iPad.
That's correct. Not the iPad microphone, at least, that's for sure.
Well, Megan, thank you very much for stopping in. What track do you want to go out with?
Thank you for having me. I would love to go out with Echo Out by Glass Audrey.
Yeah, we could do that. Again, your website?
My website is Megan Stepka. I'm sorry, that's a lie. It's megstepka.com.
Check out Megan's stuff on megstepka.com. Make sure to find keep tabs on A Light in the Distance, hashtag ALITD.
You got it, Eric. Thank you.
I've seen it a whole bunch lately.
That,
so
that means it's getting out there.
I had to actually write out the name of the entire thing because I kept seeing the initials. Megan, thank you very much
Thanks,
for coming
Megan.
In.
Thank you for having me.
The dense core, the heart of the earth, compress the dead and recycle life back into all that we do. Life force, we've tapped into the soul of the universe. Where are we now? Oh, where are we? Dense core.